Transplants to the metropolitan area from the Midwest might recall doing school tornado drills in their youth, but most others here probably think rarely, if ever, about a tornado striking. Still, it happens. Earlier this week, the North Riverdale section of the Bronx joined Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, and Westchester County as one of a handful of local areas struck by tornadoes in recent years. WNYC's Bridget Bergen explains what happened and what to do when you hear a tornado warning.
Ted Mishansky was lucky. He lives in the southern part of Riverdale. So when meteorologists say a tornado struck a few blocks away, his home was fine. But the next morning, when he drove around the neighborhood, 254th Street was a mess.
It looked like a bomb had dropped. I mean, there were trees that had been pulled out of the ground that, you know, the trees were sitting in concrete. And they had been pulled out. The concrete was turned over.
The National Weather Service says a tornado touched down along the property of the Hebrew Home for the Aged. That's just west of Palisade Avenue along the east bank of the Hudson River. 7 people were injured. No one died. Just 10 minutes before the storm, the National Weather Service had issued a severe thunderstorm warning. On rare occasions, WNYC interrupts scheduled programming for warnings, specifically tornado warnings. Like last Friday, when Lance Lucky broke in with this announcement.
That tornado warning is in effect for New York City until 9 o'clock.
The tornadoes that typically occur here occur very quickly, they're short-lived, and you don't get very much advance warning.
That's Gary Conti, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He was part of a team that toured the North Riverdale section of the Bronx this week.
Eyewitness accounts at this particular facility were that funnel clouds were actually sighted over the Hudson River as the thunderstorm approached.
So when you hear a tornado warning and you're here in the city, what's worth worrying about and what's not?
First thing I think you can be rather certain of is a tornado is not going to blow over a high-rise building.
That's Don Dusenberry, a structural engineer with the firm Simpson, Gumperts, and Hager. He says regardless of what type of building you're in, there is a risk of damage to the facade, especially to windows and things like parapets and overhangs. There's also a significant risk of flying debris. So here's what you can do, according to the city's Office of Emergency Management. First, get inside. Go to a basement or the lowest point of the building that you're in. If there's no shelter available underground, the next best step is to move to an interior space, away from windows or external walls. That could mean a hallway or a bathroom. The city also urges people who are in cars to get out and find shelter. And as a rule, the city advises people to have an emergency kit on hand with water, non-perishable food, and first aid supplies. Riverdale resident Ted Mishansky says he had supplies on hand, if he actually needed them, but he says there's still a lesson to be learned.
I know the next time that they say there's some serious weather, I'm going to take it a little more seriously because this was an extraordinary experience, but it's certainly a wake-up call.
Of course, this advice might not be needed again for a while. The last tornado to hit the Bronx was in 1974, and in the rest of the 5 boroughs, it was in Brooklyn in 2007. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.